Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio at the 80 Venice International Film Festival. I'm Laura Della Corte, and today we are here with the director of Ora El Jebel, Behind the Mountains, in the section Orizzonti, Mohamed Ben Attia. How are you feeling?
Very good. Not enough stressed for the moment.
Okay, good. So my first question is about Rafik. He's a character who is portrayed like someone who rejects the society and convention too. So what was your approach actually in making him look like that, and what does his actions have, symbolized in our modern world?
Yes. So one of the team was from the beginning asking question about our modern life, about the institution, about working, the family, what does it mean being a parent. So since that point, the fact that he could fly, or floating, because he's not flying like Superman, but he just floating in the air. So it's a sort of the rage that his own body is expressing that he rejects, as you said, the community that that it forced him to be, the place. He's not accepting the place that the society put him, or give him to.
Yeah.
So it was from the beginning, it's somehow the same theme since my first movie. But, for example, the difference between the first one and this one is that there is a sort of radicality in this rejection. It's something violent somehow. It's not very smooth like the first movie that I did with the same actor, Majma Sura. And this time I wanted to express the same theme regarding to this conformism, but in this radical way.
And considering that, what I was perceiving was his sense of this pulse for freedom that he has. And one of the things that hit me the most was when he went in the house of the couples in the woods. And there, the situation is like totally changed at a certain point, because it's like he is not the bad guy, let me say like that, simplify. But this family, who, seems to be like normal family, hides some secrets and has these flows actually towards someone that, is a stranger, is considering, bad guy, or someone you don't want to help, even if he has a little child. So was that a critical of, the common families?
In this second part, when he reached this, he arrives to this house. This house, it's a symbolic thing, because it symbolizes everything that he tried to escape from the beginning.
Okay.
And inside the house, we find everything. What we should do, how to raise the children. This is good, this is not good, the psychanalysis in general way, the working, the family. So when he arrived, he saw that everything is in this correct place, but something, as you said, it's uncomfortable, something it's missing. And the character of the mother, Najwa, is very important for me, because it allows us to make links with Rafiq. She is like him, feeling this angoisse, this anxiety, and in the same time, she is trying to make all efforts to just keep this comfortable,
normal,
the fake comfortable life that she has. So since the end, we're there for sure. She is more able to just believe that something new could happen to her life. But this whole part is the opposite thing that we faced in the first, where everything was open. The shepherd was muting, not saying anything, but he was very easy to convince to this very strange idea of being able to fly. And once we are in the second part, where the movie start to be like a thriller, we try to play with this code in order to just emphasize the idea of the institution of the family.
So the people actually who see him fly have, this sense of freedom too, but they keep repress it, right?
It's not only, I think, a matter of freedom. It's more the rage that his own body is expressing. So it's a very strange idea to just tell people, look, this guy could floating in the air. And it's a radical, as I said, exactly like the violence that we faced in the beginning. And this idea, it's very far. It's the last limit of our thinking what it could possible for the humanity. So being able to go till that point, it's a sort of belief that tomorrow could be very different for us, and that we can broke many, Shane, how to say that? Yes, to bring limits, to just go through this limit.
Of course.
Even if it's very strange to think that you can fly.
And you know the fact that you was shooting, the shooting location was in Rahim region of Tunisia, as a meaning for you, a symbolic meaning. How did you find that location?
It was from the beginning the idea to shoot there. I know it not very well, but when I was children, we went there very often. And because this landscape, it's very empty.
Yeah.
And when we saw it in the first time, it was in summer, and it was very apocalyptic. It was green, not this green, another sort of green. Unfortunately, when we start shooting, it was not summer, but it was maybe more beautiful. But it kept this strange behavior of being in nowhere.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you
to Mohamed Benatia for being with us, director of Ora Jebel Behind the Mountains, Section Horizonte. This is Laura Della Corte for Fred, the Festival Insider. Thank you so much.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.